broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Yesterday, something happened that I saw on Twitter, right? Somebody posted a tweet. I'm not going to say who, shame, because there's a reason I didn't want to out them.
Okay.
They posted a tweet and they got numbers wrong, right?
Okay.
But like, hectically wrong. So they read 50 million as half a billion. And then they went and they tweeted this. Mm-hmm. And I felt like correcting them, telling them, no, that's, you're reading it wrong, bro. Like, this is not how it is, right? Then I decided to leave it because I knew it was going to become a big thing, you know? But generally, when you're speaking to somebody and they mispronounce a word, or if you're speaking to somebody and they make a mistake, are you the sort of person that's going to correct them? Or do you just leave them because you don't want it to be awkward?
I mean, it depends on the situation.
Yeah.
If it's something that happens in public, I'll probably make fun of it.
Yeah.
But in jest, you know, not like I'm trying to make you feel stupid.
Yeah.
But in private, I'll probably be like, ah, I'm out of chonza.
Oh, boy.
So, yeah, it depends on the situation.
So the person itself, they may receive it well. But the thing is now, with social media.
Yeah, I know.
Because, boy, they don't know what kind of relationship you may have with the person.
Exactly.
Then they harp on it. Then it becomes a thing for real, for real, for real, right? Like this one time, I can't remember what the joke was, but there was a joke I wanted to make about Kelly Rowland. So then, and I was going to make it with Anele. Then I was like, bro, should I make this joke? And she was like, it's funny. But you know how this thing is.
Yeah,
<it's
true>.
So we ended up leaving it.
Yeah.
Slu?
I think it depends on the situation and on the person. Because sometimes someone is so invested in the conversation. And here you go saying, it's not that, it's this. They lose their train of thought.
Yeah.
And they might not even receive it well. So it really does depend on the situation.
But if they continually make the mistake, are you being a good friend by letting them continue to make a fool out of themselves?
I will mime it. I will say it. Listen, if I need to sing it, we are there.
But it's like people who are so into the conversation. Munta was shying about all of a Sunday. And you're like, okay, first time I'll let it slide.
Yeah.
If you're going to say all of a Sunday a second time, then I'm like, ah, ndoda. I'm a Sunday and you're not.
Mbali, this happens a lot. Newsreaders.
Yeah, I was about to say.
You come across a new word.
Yep.
Or somebody's name. What do you prefer? Should people tell you? Should they leave it?
Look, I prefer for people to tell me all the time. I even go as far as asking first.
Yeah.
Especially with a guest. I'm like, how do I pronounce your name? How do I pronounce your surname? But Mina, myself, because of my job, unfortunately, I call people out. And I'm like, listen, but in a nice way. I do it in a very, very nice way, in a respectful way, just so that, you know, people don't get touched. Yeah, but it's always because I'm looking out for you. I'm not trying to embarrass you, you know? So I really do it all the time.
There was a newsreader I remember watching, and she said, picture skew. She said it like maybe twice.
Is that a picturesque?
Yeah. Then I was like, what? Then I was like, oh, damn. No, but the thing is, if you've ever seen a teleprompter, right?
Yes.
So a teleprompter moves as quickly as you read.
Yeah.
So as you come across it, if you haven't pre-read your script, for example, and sometimes they'll be making edits while you're reading.
Yeah. True.
Yeah.
So you haven't seen it. Then you come across a word, then you're like, and you got to say it because it's live. There's no take backs. I get picture skew. And it sounds like a word. I was like, yeah, okay, I can see it. So let us know. What do you prefer? What sort of person are you, by the way? If there's a mistake, do you prefer people correct you? Or should they just let it slide?
Kaya 9959.
We are rhythm and beats.
And it sees the world. We're on the streets, we're on the air, we're everywhere. Having a discussion right now. If somebody makes a mistake, are you the sort of person that's likely to correct them? Or do you just avoid the awkward situation and let them carry on?
No, I mean, correct me. Correct me. You funda kanjani if you don't correct me. I mean, I've got people who have hidden their statuses from me because by us, we see balaga and then clears and pitiful. Balaga, man. Like, how do you write someone's name wrong? Uli pegile. You are looking at someone's name, mara uli bala wrong. Uli pegile. Oh, man. How anja?
Mina, I am a corrector. Bayaz nasindlin. Ikhaya bayazi. Mina nomfowethu nje. When my mom speaks and she makes a mistake, siyabhekana immediately. And when we stop and look at her, you know, with our eyebrows raised, velathi, oh, ngitheni khona into engishilo fana nomuntu nje angazi like uthole ukuthi mhlambe they are mixing the pronouns he and she there and there I'm like did you mean she if this khuluma about a female or vice versa so nje yeah it's I'm just that person I'm a corrector immediately I stop you like yeah what's in
Ay, 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 you fancy.
Yeah, she's a Nazi.
Yeah. Look, I'm a grammar Nazi for sure.
Yeah.
Right? But I pick my times. Mm. So usually, and I know this is a generalization and I'm stereotyping here, but you forgive me, right? Mm. The pronoun thing, I find that mostly when I speak to people from the north, they get that wrong all the time.
Okay.
But I can't be correcting that thing every day. Bruh, I know you mean he when you said she. We can move on from that.
True. The only time I'm a grammar Nazi is with my son.
Yeah.
He knows if you're going to make spelling errors, Hashem, the next response.
Kids, gay, I believe you should correct them because they are still learning.
Exactly.
There's this trait that I picked up from my mother. She is an ex-teacher. So if somebody pronounces something wrong, she'll repeat after them. Let's say somebody says postpone, and she'll say, yeah, postpone. You need to postpone.
That's a gentle
way. The mistake without jumping to the other person or a mistake. So she always does that. So I've copied that later as well to to correct that.
Mm.
Hey, Caesar, you just made my morning. I just thought about a friend of mine who always says comfortable, and I crack myself all the time. And I'm thinking, why comfortable? Why not comfortable? Why does it have to be comfortable? But hey, I never bring myself to actually correcting them. So I would just laugh it out. And people next to me that also heard it will be looking at each other, giving each other the eye. What? Why comfortable? Why? Kubuhlungupi. Makumele uthi comfortable. Kuba buhlungupi. Ilimi lenzani.
But there's also no master of pronunciation.
Exactly.
So some people speak English with their own accent.
Yes.
Right? And that's fine because they're still speaking the language. As long as you understand, then I think it's okay.
And it also depends where you went to school. Sorry, Susan. Mm. It also depends where you went to school.
Yeah.
We can only learn by correction. So I prefer to be corrected. For instance, I usually correct my wife because I know she interacts with senior people. So I want her to pronounce things properly. I'm reminded of two funny instances. There's a friend of mine. We used to study together microbiology. And there's the word pass. P-U-S, and he used to pronounce it in the colored way.
No.
P-O-E-S. And the other one that gets a lot of people is alumni. Ntweki alumni.
Kaya 9959. We are Rhythm and Beats.
Who sees the world, who on the streets, who on the air, we everywhere, having a discussion right now. Are you the sort of person that will correct someone when they make a mistake, or do you just let it slide because you don't want to embarrass them?
I do correct people. Most of the time is when, you know, when a person is writing for you a message, bese abhala igama lomuntu, aqale with a small letter, igama lomuntu, or a city or something. I get irritated so quickly and I correct them very fast. Didn't they teach you at school? It's a capital letter L for Lalvi. Like, why?
Kaya 9959. We are Rhythm and Beats.
Are you the sort of person that will correct others when you see them make a mistake, or do you just feel like it's too embarrassing and let it slide?
No, I mean, I think I've tried, but I'm gonna, you know, my wife would say a manager instead of a manager, you know, manager versus manager. I tried not to be that guy, so I'll just maybe say it or maybe emphasize, oh, you mean the manager? Oh, yeah, but this is what my manager did. Instead of
the ninja,
you know,
that's funny. No, again, there's a pronunciation where you can still understand what a person is saying, right? That's like, okay, that's fine, I can live with that. A mispronunciation, though, now that's something else altogether.
Yo, guys, I mean, I used to struggle with the word patronize, I used to say patronize, and don't correct. Because I will feel patronized.
Yeah, I get when I open Tagalapo. They should have corrected you for real. Because now we don't know what you're talking about.
Once upon a time, on YFM, a certain sports reader pronounced Grand Prix on the breakfast show, and Fresh went, well, hang on, say that again. And then she went, Grand Prix, and then he corrected her. So, yeah, that's one that I remember. And then Saul, when he was doing the traffic, and he'd say Marlboro, and another one that gets me is, there's a place in the UK, Reading, and when sports, but different radio stations will say Reading, it's actually Reading. So yeah, I'm the kind of person who will correct. Definitely, I will correct.
Grosvenor gets a lot of people. They'll say Grosvenor. So yeah, that. But again, you know, street names. I'm okay. I'll live with it.
Hey, look, you know, growing up is realizing that people don't have access to the same knowledge. So the understanding of certain things limited to the exposure, and we get that. I'll happily correct somebody and I'll accept correction as well. With my friends, though, the correction can happen in private, but most of the time, anyways. But if it's somebody I don't know, obviously, I'm going to be super polite. Fella, it is important to correct people, guys, because like it was one guy and, you know, he was pursuing me. Ah, Mundim, Abudio Ari. Gesture. I was like, no ways. And he didn't try to pit hang out. And I was like, this is why it's important to encourage people. Gesture. No.
Like I said, the brothers on the north speak that way.
My boyfriend corrects me all the time. Say anything she, he, tried to say something funny there. It's going to say, no, baby. Is it she or he? What are you saying in your sentence? And also, these people who always like writing people's names with small letters, and also I with small letters, I really don't understand what they are trying to do.
I don't mind being corrected as much as I correct people as well. Like, there's some things that, man, you just have to say it right. You can't say mojito instead of mojito and jalapeno instead of jalapeno. No, man, there's a no.
Hey, that's a totally different language, a European language even, you see.
Hey, this is Tinashabezulu,
Oh boy, that's funny. But here's the thing, right? He can be on a face again. On the Kulumisu, let's spend time.
On the back, on the streets,
on the air,
and online at kaya959.co.za.
And if you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.